Hello.
My name is Alandra. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requested this call back?
It's me, James Hinton.
How may I assist you?
Well, our company just recently shut down. My last day of work was on the 9th. And I don't even know, they were kind of skeptical about when I asked if I'm going to get a paycheck. They don't know. I guess I got to protect myself. I work for Lee Brass. I've been there 32 years.
Okay, are you calling a file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
Social Security, give me just a moment.
My Social Security number, but I know that by heart, but I don't have to have my driver's license. And I don't have to give him my routing number.
Social Security number.
My Social Security number is 424-17-5537.
Date of birth?
My date of birth is 5/19/1968.
License number?
My driver's license number is 531-5098. No, I'm
531-5098.
531-5098.
Mother's maiden name.
My mother's maiden name is Hefner. Don't ask me how to spell it. How do you spell it?
H-E-F-N-E-R? H-E-A-F-N-E-R.
My wife couldn't even spell it.
Well, there's two ways to spell Hefner.
You spell Hefner.
F-N-E-R is Hefner.
And who was your last employer?
I was going to say F-E-R.
Lee Brass.
Okay, I do see a discrepancy in the system as far as your mother's maiden name. Do you know why it would be something different other than Hefner?
She might have, well, she's probably changed her name to our Hinton name. She's been married a few times. More than a few times, about 7 times.
But her maiden name is Hefner.
Well, her maiden name is Hefner.
Okay. Okay, and you said it was spelled H-E-A-F-N-E-R?
No, it's H-E-A-F-N-E-R. I got to repeat it.
If you're having a problem with it that way, try spelling it the other way.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I don't know if they're going to give me a check this week or not. They still owe me a check and my vacation time. And when I talked to my employer, he looked like it was doubtful.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, I haven't.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, I haven't received anything. I didn't know nothing about this till yesterday, and my last day was the 9th.
Has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
I haven't never filed for unemployment.
Have you worked under a different name or social in the past 2 years?
No, I haven't.
Do you have an email address?
My email address is jameshinton68@yahoo.com.
And your phone number?
It's area code 256-452-3888.
The license number that you provided, is that an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am. I've been driving for 40 years now. I can't believe that.
What's your race?
White.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Just white. Non-Hispanic. I'm confused because I don't know. This is the first time I had to do this.
What's the highest level you've
Ma'am?
What's the highest level you completed in school?
8th grade.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I haven't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I don't.
What's your residential address?
2618 Red Road, 55, Anniston, Alabama, 36207.
Is your residential address and mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the work description for your last job?
I was a setup man in a machine shop. I set up machines and told people what to run.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, I am. I'm seeking work right now. I've already went to one machine shop this morning. I already put an application in to an M&H valve in Anniston. I am seeking work.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
A what?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
I've never been in a union.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I ain't.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He told me to go ahead and come pick my tools up.
So that's a no?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I've been traveling over 20 miles a day for about 5 years now.
Okay, so how many miles would you like me to put in to answer this question?
30 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I was making $21 an hour. I guess 16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
What
now?
Are you a
that?
Corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, I don't. I don't own a
are
business.
Are you currently working? Are you currently
now
working
not.
Solely? I'm sorry.
No, I ain't working at all.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
I don't have that.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, I ain't receiving no workman's comp at all.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama? In the past year?
Over 30 years ago, about 35 years ago.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, there are two options for receiving payments. The first will be direct deposit into your checking or savings account. The second will be a prepaid benefits card. That prepaid card does take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are some fees that may be charged for certain activities. Would you prefer direct deposit or the state benefits card?
I prefer direct deposit.
Okay, what's the routing number?
You get the routing number, Sandy?
Routing number?
Yeah, the bank is Fort McCullen Credit Union.
Is it on that card that they give us?
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, that's our account number. We're going to have it, though. Let's see.
I don't know the routing number.
I'm looking it up right now. Please bear with me. There we go. The routing number is 2622 87 360.
And the account number?
I think it's got 5 zeros in front of it with 91843.
Okay, and what's your last employer's phone number?
My last employer's phone number is area code 256-831-2501.
And what city were you working in?
Anniston, Alabama.
What's the employment start date?
My start date when I was employed was 5/18/1992.
And what was your last day physically working?
It was August 9th, 2024. Friday was my last day.
You said you're no longer working because the company shut down?
The company is shut down. They told me to come get my tools.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay for any time after your last day of work?
I was supposed to, but they said it was unsure. Should we do this at another time? If it does come in, I got 104 hours of vacation time. And I'm owed a check.
Okay, so the question asks, have you received or do you expect to receive? So would you like me to select yes or no?
I'm expecting to see my vacation pay and my last check that I worked.
Okay, and how many hours of vacation pay?
I got 104 hours of vacation pay.
And what's the pay rate?
My pay rate was $21 an hour.
Is Monday through Friday 40 hours a week your normal work week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are certifying that all of your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
When filing for unemployment, it is necessary that we verify your identity. So I do have a few questions for you. First question, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1995 Jeep Wrangler. 2003.
I got the 1995 Jeep Wrangler, and I got a 2005 Trailblazer, the 2003
These questions are going to be multiple choice, meaning one answer is going to be correct.
Let her get them out and then answer it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm apologize.
Excuse me. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Oxford, Decatur, Bessemer, Madison, or none of the above?
Oxford.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Arizona Painting, Deluxe Data Center, Extreco Land and Timber Company, Operator, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1127 McPherson Street, 118 Sand Street, 147 10th Avenue, 4251 Del Mar Drive, or none of the above?
1127 McPherson Street.
Which of the following street addresses in Anniston have you ever lived at or been associated with? 204 Laurel Springs Road, 329 Rice Avenue, 4834 U.S. Highway 78 East, 829 Gate 8 Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
4834. Isn't that the owner's? That sounded familiar.
Don't sound familiar to me because I don't remember.
What was that, 4834?
4834 U.S. Highway 78 East.
That was in DeArmondville.
It was.
I believe it was.
I don't recall we had a P.O. box on that.
We still had an address.
You know. It's been how many years since I've been there?
I know. It's been a long time. It's been over 25 years.
It's been over 30 years since 1127 McPherson Street. That's where that's where my grandparents' house was.
I can't remember what our address was, but I remember it was U.S. Highway 78.
I don't recall it.
Okay, you hereby are filing a claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. All right, so a bit of information to go over with you. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and
write
update your online resume.
What's that email address?
Hold on.
www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online
resume.
Hold on
resume. Just a second. Alabama Works, www.alabamaworks. What now?
Alabama.gov.
Okay. www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Yes, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made beginning on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday, right at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit the Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions?
I cannot remember all of this stuff.
I have my wife helping me remember.
Okay, so do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, actually. The numbers, what is that second number you gave me, the 361-4524?
Yes, that phone number is open Sunday through Thursday right at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment if you have questions about your claim.
Okay. And the first number, 1-800-752-7389, that is to do the online resume, right?
No, the online resume was with that website that I gave you earlier. That phone number that you just listed is the phone number to call to do your weekly claims. And you do those between Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
And he's supposed to report any jobs that he goes to try to get?
Yes, that's where that weekly certification line is, where you would put in the information about who you've spoken to about jobs for your work search.
Okay, and that's the 752 number, right? Or is that the second number?
That's the 752 number.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to put certification.
He's writing it down for me because I have a hard time remembering.
Okay.
You know how get old you get. Can't hear. Or, no, you can hear, but you can't remember.
Your brain. Yeah, and I'm older than you, so.
Yeah.
All right. And he has to do this every week.
Yes.
By Friday.
Yes,
on Friday, actually.
Anytime between Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than Friday, 5 p.m.
Okay. I hope I've got everything kosher here, I wrote it down.
You're going to have to help me out doing this because that's the first time I ever had to do this. So the company, when we've done this before, the company always did it for us.
Is he supposed to get a booklet in the mail?
That booklet is on the Alabama Department of Labor website in the claimant portal.
So it's on the alabamaworks.alabama.gov?
No, it's on the Alabama Department of Labor website, adol.alabama.gov.
I'm sorry. Repeat that again.
adol.alabama.gov.
.gov. ADOL. Okay. And what is that called again? Alabama?
Department of Labor.
That's what it is. D-O-L-K. Okay. I got it. Got it.
All right. Any other questions for you?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us a call. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.